first of all, tell us what has informed your decision to lay your tools down.
Yeah, thank you very much. The reason for our decision to lay our tools down is so simple that our conditions of service has ended. It has expired. Mm-hmm. And the position of the law is that when it has expired, you only inform the other party. The other party is your employer. And the employer will then invite you to a negotiation. You go onto the negotiation table. They negotiate on your the proposal, which we have done since 2019. Since 2019, that we go to the we present our proposal to the Fair Wage concerning our expired conditions of service. And we all know that I think early last year, the president himself gave a directive when he met the labor union at the Jubilee House that all conditions of service matters will have to end by March or April. It's a directive from the president. So who have the view that the fair wages will take into consideration the directive of the president and then do whatever is expected of them. Mm. But as we speak, we have not done that. We have breached the instruction the president gave, equal the same that they have also failed to negotiate with us. Hence, our decision.
What are we likely to experience in our schools following your decision to go on strike?
Well, we have to lay down our tools. Mm. It means that lawfully we will not render the services that we render to the universities, the schools.
Mm.
And whatever that will happen, then equally, it's like any labor union or workers laying down their tools, and whatever happened to the general public, it happens. It's the same thing that will happen to them.
Well, one would say we are already recovering from the impact of COVID-19, and schools have just reopened. Are you not ready to, you know, use formal negotiations than to lay down your tools, sir?
Thank you very much. The formal negotiation is what we have used, and it has broken.
Mm.
And I have said that since the law says that if you go to Article 159 of the Labor Act, it is there stated clearly that if you have the intention to resort to a strike, you have to inform the other party.
Right.
And then the Labor Commission in a written notice, giving them 7 days. And you can never start your strike until and unless the 7 days is over. And
right.
We have complied this requirement of the law. So for the formal negotiation you are talking about, it has broken, and therefore Fair Wages will be in a better position to answer that question.
Right. So what is the roadmap from tomorrow? And are your members duly aware of this decision, sir?
Yes, tomorrow we are convening all public universities in Ghana. We, at our last meeting, we agreed and resolved that at 10 a.m., all public universities in Ghana, we will have to, you know, have a meeting with our members, and then we'll kick off the strike.
I'm very much grateful, sir.
I'm also grateful to you, my brother.
Right. So I'll be crossing over to